listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Italian tenor Pasquale Esposito is touring right now with his new PBS special and the music from it. He talked about this project when he was with us in May of 2016.
There is the need of people getting together around the place to connect in a different way that is not virtual. It's beautiful today to be sitting here with you and be able to look at you into your eyes and to feel the emotion when I see something that you like. And this is happening because we are alive. But we could have done this interview by phone. It would not be the same. We will lose the magic of this moment. And that's what I want to focus on my next PBS show. The capability of telling the young generation that there are things in the past that can inspire to a better future, and it's a different way of communicating. That's life. That's what we're missing these days.
Pasquale visited last week, and we played that clip for him as our conversation began.
Wow, I cannot believe he's giving me goosebumps, because it happened. I made it.
How do you explain now the place and power of piazzas to audiences as you're touring with this project?
It was beautiful to listen to this, my voice of a few years ago, because to be honest with you, I didn't know what I was doing. So I had the knowledge of understanding how big was the topic when I found myself writing about the topic and consulting with architect, with historian and people who really are expert on the topic. Piazza goes back to mainly the Roman Empire, when Christ was born, where piazza was the place where you teach a lesson to your community, but it's also the place where you find a market, and it's also the place where you find live in many expert with many religion. So it's the focus of the town. And when I start to study and write and try to associate songs to every single square, I figure out that was huge. Imagine that I was in Rome and I was thinking to be there just for 3 days, but I found myself being there for 3 weeks because there are 400 squares, one more beautiful than the other one. So it was an interesting journey.
Americans might say this compares to a town square, but not in the majesty of the art and the cultural celebration, correct?
Yes, I believe what we're missing here in the United States is the historic aspect that Italy and Europe has. Of course, United States is a wonderful modern country, and there is not that much history in the building and in these piazzas. You know, if we study like I did the Roman Empire, you will see that the piazza is a place where you find a fountain, but that fountain is related to the aqueducts that they had. So, and every single street will bring you to that piazza. And that piazza is a new beginning for a neighborhood and a generation. So it's very interesting. I discovered that many weddings in the past century happen in the piazza, where you will meet your girlfriend at the end of the road in the square. And in that square, you will get married in that church. So it's fairly interesting to see the small town and the bigger town, how they develop around the piazzas. And it was an amazing journey. I learned a lot.
How many piazzas in this project?
Well, I try to touch a piazza for every single reason in Italy. I wasn't approximately impossible when I figured out that just in Italy we were counting about 12,000 squares.
Wow.
But I try to visit the most important. And of course, someone will be upset with me because, you know, this show was, of course, on public television, and you will receive a letter or an email and say, why you didn't visit Piazza Gioacchino Rossini? Right. I say, wait a minute, where is it? And you discover that it's a fantastic square, but it will take years to make it happen. So I did a quick visit of the square. And to be honest, at one point I start to make the show very light, because I figure out that people can get inspired by this show, but if you really want to study the topic, it can take years.
You have become a Northern Californian now, but you were born in Naples. And I'd like to start with a piece of music from this project and afterward have you make the connections for us to Italy.
Tu vuoi far l'americano, americano, americano. Siendo a Megiddo fa fa. Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky and soda, o te senti disturbato. Tu ballo rock and roll, tu giochi a baseball, ma hai sorte per cammel. Chi te li dà la borsetta di mamma? Tu vuoi far l'americano, americano, americano. Ma si nati in Italia, si da me non c'è sta niente fa. Ok, Napolita, tu vuoi far l'America, tu vuoi far l'America.
And that is Pasquale Esposito. He will be at the Crest Theater in Sacramento on October 27th with his band. That's some of the music from what will be a docu-concert. You'll see scenes from the new PBS special, which celebrates Italian piazzas. The title is Pasquale Esposito Celebrates Italian Piazzas. So tell me the story of that song and the connection to Naples.
When I decided to do this project, I was looking for a square where to film the entire concert. And when in post-production I went to visit all the other square, I will talk about that square but sing a song in a major square. And my dream was to perform in the major square of my city. That's called Piazza del Plebiscito. As soon as I had the joy to have the permit, because it's not easy. If you can imagine, Elton John performed there, Luciano Pavarotti, Andrea Bocelli. So it's a square that is very selective to the project. And when I went to talk with the mayor and I say, I really want to elevate this city and this square so people can enjoy the wonderful history about this square, it was open and it was an honor to perform there. But as soon as I discovered that I was going to film there, this song came to my mind. You see, why? Because during the Second World War, Americans came to Italy trying to help us with the situation, of course, with Germany. And thank God you were there. And these Italian ladies start to see these nice-looking Marines, very tall, blonde, blue eyes. And guess what? The Italian ladies start to fall in love with American Marines. Mm. And they're all leaving Italy and moving into United States and married them. And at one point, there was a composer who said to the jealous Italian boys, you know, he said, I'm going to tell you why they're moving away from you and they fall in love with the Americans, because they're not playing soccer, but they're playing baseball. They're not drinking wine, but they're drinking whiskey and soda. And they're wearing blue jeans, and we don't even know what blue jeans is. And they stereotypes of Americans. And he puts all together in these songs. Mm-hmm. And he wrote this song called Tu o fal americano. Why? Because all the Italians at that point start to look and try to be Americans, wearing a blue jeans and baseball hat and things like that.
Based on the scenes that I've seen from the documentary, you really created this in a spectacle in the filming.
Yes, I was lucky to have an amazing team. I want to teletransport you to Italy with the live performance and, of course, the double DVD and the television show that was so successful all around the country. My goal was to be able to take the audience and bring them to Italy without jumping in the plane, or bring them to the beautiful moment they had in Italy, you know. And, of course, they had that beautiful moment in the piazza, in the square, when they stop at that coffee shop or they had that gelato. So bringing them for 2 hours away from their problem and back to the beautiful memory of Europe or the vacation that they had with their love. It was a mission, and I think I accomplished that very well.
Hmm. It's Italian tenor Pasquale Esposito. He's on tour right now with the music of the PBS special, music which is also on his seventh album. Pasquale Esposito celebrates Italian piazzas. The docu-concert format is so sensory-rich. And you did this once before, came to Sacramento at the Crest, and we see the scenes of your PBS special behind, and you're performing live on stage. And I think audiences everywhere embrace this, but your music changes with whichever musicians or whoever's on tour with you, correct?
Yes, yes. This show can be done with a full orchestra. We just did one with my beloved orchestra from San Jose State University. That's where I got my degree. But it can be done also in a very dynamic way, having more space on stage, and that is fun to be able to move more, I need to say. It's with five musicians that they are my core musician. At the piano, there is Neil and Christo at the guitar, and Lucas at the bass, and at the drum, there is David Flores, and there is an accordion player. So,
you enjoy many styles of music, and is that reflected in the program that you're bringing to Sacramento?
Very much. This is something that in the music industry is no. You know, they always try to lock you in a box and say, oh, Pasquale Esposito, the tenor, so the tenor needs to sing opera. The music industry is changing drastically, and that's what I tell always to my students, that now there is the need for any good singer to be able to sing in any style of music. And that's what you will see in this program. I move from a song like Estate, that is one of the most old Italian jazz standard from a wonderful composer, to the Lord's Prayer, or to Lara Granada in Spanish.
Even a little bit of Elvis, right?
Yes, with Io che non vivo, that you don't have to say you love me.
Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Siamo qui noi soli, come ogni sera, ma tu sei più triste ed io lo so perché. Forse tu vuoi dirmi che non sei felice, che io sto cambiando e tu mi vuoi lasciare. Io che non vivo più di un'ora senza te, come posso stare una vita senza te? Sei mia, ma niente lo sai, separarci un giorno potrà.
Pasquale, thank you. It's been delightful to have a bit of a musical journey, shall we say, today.
Mm-hmm. It's been a joy to be with all of you, and thank you for opening your studio every time I pass by Sacramento. It's a city that is very dear to me. It's a city full of light, sun, and good energy. Keep up the good work.
Italian tenor Pasquale Esposito is touring right now with his new PBS special and the music from it. There's more on our website with a link to tickets, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Enjoy the music. We're back with another live show tomorrow.
Believe me.